The Middle East Conflict, 1 Minute Guide. Thank you for listening to this pocket issue free 1 Minute Guide to the Middle East Conflict. Find out more about the roots of the conflict, the current peace process, and hopes for the future by downloading it now from talkingissues.com. Other pocket issue audio titles in this series include Global Warming, Food, The Energy Crisis, and Pandemics. For further information, please visit pocketissue.com. This audio edition of the Middle East Conflict was produced by Talking Issues. TalkingIssues.com. Straight talking audio downloads.
Roots. Middle East Conflict. Introduction.
Conflict in the Middle East is never far away from our news bulletins, with reports of suicide bombers, rocket attacks, Israeli airstrikes, and stalling peace initiatives. Even Tony Blair has now taken on the role of a Middle East peace envoy. But what is he trying to resolve? Is a solution possible? And why do events nearly 4,000 miles away matter to us in the UK?
What are the flashpoints in the Middle East?
The ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinians that forms the centrepiece of a wider dispute between Israel and the Arab world. More recently, Iraq and its descent into near civil war since the US-led invasion of 2003 has introduced a new focus for Middle East tension. This pocket issue looks at the Arab-Israeli conflict and its impact on the region and the wider world.
Where is the Middle East?
There is no one clear definition, especially given that the Arab world stretches across North Africa. However, many observers focus on the area bordered by Turkey in the north and Yemen in the south, and by Egypt in the west and Iran in the east.
Why does the Arab-Israeli conflict matter to the UK?
As imperial powers, the UK and other Western nations have been involved in the area since the start of the 20th century, with the UK playing a major role in the origins of the conflict. The Cold War and the struggle with the Soviet Union for influence in the region entrenched this involvement. Currently, the spread of Islamist militancy and the area's rich oil and gas reserves continue to capture the West's attention. On a human level, the conflict has killed, injured, and displaced thousands of people since Israel was founded in 1948.
What is the Arab-Israeli conflict? When did the conflict between Israel and the Arab world begin?
In 1948, the year in which Israel was founded. Almost immediately, the surrounding Arab nations attacked the new Israeli state. However, friction between Jewish immigrants and the native Arab population had been sparking in Palestine for several decades prior to 1948.
Palestine?
A region within the Middle East with religious importance to Muslims, Christians, and Jews. It now falls within an area covered by Israel and the Palestinian Authority territories of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Has Palestine ever been an independent state?
No. It has generally fallen under the control of other empires or polities. During the 20th century, the region has, in whole or in part, been governed by the Ottoman Empire, the UK, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority.
Why have Arab countries historically opposed Israel?
For partly political, partly religious reasons, Israel is viewed as a state thrust upon the region by Western interests. It's also a Jewish state in a region whose population is mainly Muslim. Major wars occurred between the two sides in 1948, 1956, 1967 and 1973, clashes that still resonate and shape the region today. And although relations have eased since the late 1970s, no lasting peace can be found until the quarrel between Israel and the Palestinian people is resolved.
Why are Israel and the Palestinians in dispute?
Following the wars of 1948 and 1967, Israel annexed and occupied land that the Palestinians believe is rightfully theirs. Palestinians have been driven from their homes and forced to live abroad or with restricted freedom in areas such as the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. At the same time, Israel has encouraged Jewish immigrants to settle within these areas.
So it is a conflict about land.
In the main, though, religion plays a role. The majority of Israelis, 77%, are Jewish. The majority of Palestinians, 97%, are Muslim. The religious argument is centred over who has control of Jerusalem, a city of spiritual importance to both faiths.
Have Israel and the Palestinians ever come close to peace?